Pre-puzzle number 3. Excuse me? Nessa puts her hand on her hip. No?
We need to stay focused, Sonny says, pointing down the hall. Icarus is that way.
But that creature dropped the Daily Alchemist, Nessa argues. We wouldn't have gotten anywhere without it.
Yeah, and last time you ran after it, you almost got crushed, Sonny retorts.
Nessa scowls. Snapping to Gwen, she asks,
What do you think?
I think we need to stop fighting, Gwen pleads. We won't get anywhere arguing.
Crossing her arms, Nessa says, I'm not changing my mind.
Neither am I, Sonny states.
I don't like this, Gwen thinks. Why can't we just work together?
Fine, she shouts, pointing to Nessa. I say, let's go follow the creature. Sonny, I got a feeling Nessa is right about this one.
All right, Sonny says, shaking his head. I hope you're right.
The room they enter is a white cube without furniture or features. As soon as all three are inside, the door slams shut and the lights go out. Then stars flicker to life around, below, and above.
A planetarium, Gwen exclaims. Wow, this is cool.
A planet that looks mostly like Earth hovers suspended, surrounded by a ring of moons.
What planet is that? Nessa asks.
A voice calls over the speakers.
Error. Authorization verification required. Please return the moons of Silverquicken to their correct order.
Moons of Silverquicken? Sonny asks. I didn't know Silverquicken had multiple moons.
20 minutes until Icarus,